All right, everybody. It is the Yogi Show season two. I didn't think this was going to happen. I'm so excited. Pedro, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, man. It's nice to see your happy, smiling face. But your face looks a little bit different now because you got tattoos on it, but whatever.
Right? Yeah. Sorry, Mom.
I don't think you had those last time we had the Yogi Show part one. And welcome back, man. This is so cool to be here. Honestly, really cool to be here. And, I'm excited for the Yogi Show 2.0 season two, whatever we're calling this, whatever it is. The journey continues. Here we are.
The journey continues. I mean, we were talking right before this episode was recording, and like our lives are in so, there's such different places. Like it's crazy to even think about like our last episode, which was, I think that was like April 2020 was our last episode we did. Yeah,
April
season one.
Yes, it was right after the pandemic started. We had already recorded those episode before the pandemic, and then we just got put out later, and then everything just changed. I mean, everyone's life changed. Like we're not the only ones that everything changed. Like everything kind of changed for everyone, in my opinion. You know, from everybody in my circle, anyway, everything kind of got different. And so now it's like we have a different perspective on, okay, now we have we can actually do the show. Like I had three kids at home all the time and like I was stressed out and my life was crazy. So I didn't have time to do anything. So it didn't work. But now that we're coming back, it's like, you know, we have a mission. You know, it's we want to like, you know, entertain, like entertaining is fun. Like entertaining and having the show is like a lot of fun. And, you know, you've started another podcast. I started another podcast, but they're not like, they're not entertaining like this, you know, they're not as fun. Yeah. So,
I was recording an episode on my podcast and I recorded it. Well, during the recording, I think it was like towards the end. I was like I haven't been funny in this whole episode. Like, what the fuck am I doing here? I was like, I need the Yogi Show. I need Pedro to just like chime off of me and get some humor going on. So glad we're here.
We're here. You know, like our mission now, right, is just to entertain, educate, and elevate the community. You know, we built a great community. If you're listening to this right now, most likely you've heard other episodes. If you've never listened to the Yogi Show, welcome to the show. Welcome to the community. And we're here just to provide, you know, some, you know, yoga, mindfulness, and gratitude with a touch of humor. Like that's the premise of the show, is to talk about yoga, educate folks on yoga, how we use it in our life, where we're at in our journey, and just to be authentic, because authenticity is what builds community. And we're literally just here to share stories and to create community and have some fun, of course. And I mean, we're the OG memers, you know, we're the OGs. So, you know, and it's been a journey though. Like, you know, it wasn't easy those times when we weren't, you know, during the pandemic, and it's like, I guess we're still in the pandemic, but like the journey to get back to the show was a long road. You know, it was a long road. I remember, Brian, do you remember when we did that episode on Henry's show? Right after the pandemic happened. Do you remember recording that with Henry? We're like crying on the show. Do you remember that?
I do. Yeah. Yeah. I need to listen to that again. I was crying on the show. Yeah.
Like Henry said something. Yeah. Yeah. Our friend Henry Winslow had it's no longer existing. It's called the Dharma Talk podcast. And he had Brian and I think that was his last episode ever, I think, or maybe a Dharma Mitra on after us. Like we got to be the people before Dharma Mitra. I think that's fine. I think that's okay. Yeah, but he, cool. Yeah, he was saying how, we were talking about like, how is the world going to be different on the back end of this? And I remember just us sitting there thinking like, man, it's not going to be the same. Like, it's not going to be the same. Things aren't going to be the same anymore. And it wasn't for a while, you know, it really wasn't. And it isn't now. It's just evolved into a different thing. But I remember just like going through those times in the beginning of the pandemic and like, man, it was tough, yo. It was super tough.
Yeah. And I mean, that's why we stopped the show. Like we stopped the show because you and I were pretty stressed. I mean, the show was taking a lot of our time. I was married at the time, not married anymore, went through a divorce, probably like 85% because of the show. Thanks, Pedro. I blame you.
Dude, I do take some of the heat. I'm being serious. Like, I put way too much pressure on this show. Like, this show has to make it. This has to be the best show on the whole Spotify. It's got to be number one. All these things. Yo, chill the fuck out.
Yeah, we needed to chill the fuck out. We really did. You know, I'd be like listening to the edited episode of the show and like listening to like any like noises in the background or like critiquing Pedro's breathing or something, and I'm like, I like, you need to have like, yeah, you need to do this. So we were just like 110% on the show, like not relaxing, yeah. Not like actually putting our yoga and mindfulness practice to the show, and it just became very stressful, and like our relationship was struggling. I mean, we were just like going at it a lot, like
too much,
just in our, like, you know, in our, not just our personal, but like our other business life, like our meme life, like it was just getting too conjoined, and it's just like I didn't know where I was in my creative process. That's how I felt. So yeah,
absolutely. And, you know, but if anybody ever needs a therapist, just there's a guy named Tazdeen Rashid. You could just call him and he'll help you reconnect with your friends.
You really will. Taz, you're awesome. DJ Taz, you're awesome. You're definitely a great therapist. You helped us out in several occasions.
Several different times. Bro's unconscious.
Bro's unconscious, right?
It was so funny. And, you know, and we're talking about the quality of the recordings, like Brian was saying, like, you know, he was the he was helping produce the show at different parts along the way. And now he's recording on a Snowball microphone that he found at the Goodwill in the bottom of a bin
at the thrift store. It's $2.
Oh, the thrift store.
Yeah.
So if you're on YouTube, you can see the Snowball microphone, you know, and he has like a whole podcast set up, but it's in his closet, so he's not using it for today's show.
Yeah, my whole mic setup is in my closet for recording meditations, and I don't want to mess that up. It's pristine. Things sound great. Like, I just can't bring it out to the living room. So yeah, I'm on my Snowball mic, which is a lesson we learned coming back to the show now, and anybody else that is starting content or starting a podcast or anything, like keep it 70-80%. Like, it's not going to be perfect. Like, if you got a Snowball mic, if you got AirPods, just fucking record it and put it out. And like, people understand, like, we're recording on Zoom. Like, it's not going to sound studio quality. We're not in a freaking studio.
No, this isn't $100,000 production here, you know, and that's a great lesson, Brian. And I had just actually made an episode about that for the academy that I'm building. It was called Just Start. The episode literally is titled Just Start, because so many times we overthink. Oh, I have to have the perfect mic setup. Oh, I have to have the perfect lighting. Oh, I need to have, just like David G said, I don't know if you guys remember the David G episode back in the day when we recorded with him. He said, he was asking his friend, Brian, do you remember this? He was asking his friend, like, hey, how's your meditation practice? And he says, oh, I'm waiting for the Buddhist. I'm waiting for the statue. And he's like, what do you mean? He's like, yeah, I'm waiting for the statue. I had the Buddha. I ordered it from Bali, and it's just, you know, it's not here yet. And then I'm going to start. And he's like, you don't need the Buddha statue in the temple to start meditating. You know, you just have to sit down over there and just start meditating, you know? So if you're always waiting to have the perfect scenario, the perfect setup, the perfect time, you can be waiting forever, right? And then taking no action because it's overwhelming. And taking no action. Better to take messy action and just start something as opposed to like waiting for the perfect time, because the perfect time might not ever come. Yeah, and if it does, are you actually going to be ready? Like, just do it now. If you're ready, just go. If you're not ready, go again.
Exactly. I hear it a lot. You know, I get people DMing me, you know, how did you start, or what advice could you give me? And they're like waiting for their podcast set up. They're waiting for like everything to come, or they want to do a travel blog and they're waiting for like the perfect camera and shit. It's like, no, like I got a nice camera in my closet that I've used like twice. And when I did use it, like the battery went out fucking 20 minutes into my like yoga class and I was pissed. It's like, use your phone, just go travel, use your phone, talk in the camera like you're talking to your best friend. Make eye contact, and like, that's all you need for a little bit. So yes, just messy action, Pedro. Like you said, messy action. Anybody out there that you're about ready to start, even like yoga teaching. Like, I see this a lot too, like yoga teaching. It's like, I'm just not perfect yet. I don't want to go embarrass myself. Like, look, you're gonna embarrass yourself. You're going to be awkward and weird when you teach your first classes or class or your first year. Embrace that shit. That's how you learn.
Yeah, that's how you learn. You learn from doing, not from thinking about doing, right? You learn from actually taking action, not from thinking about the action that you might take. Because thinking about the action you might take just leads to fear, doubt, anxiety, worry, all restlessness, all that stuff that's unnecessary, you know, putting yourself in front of the tiger, putting yourself in front of the camera, right? If you're doing, like, this is a great example. Like, I didn't have anxiety about doing the show again, season two, but there's anxiety that comes along with doing new things, but you have to step in front of the camera. You have to own it, right? And just own where you are. Just like in yoga, when you allow the yoga to meet you where you are, if you can't bind around your back to do a bind pose that the teacher's telling, well, you can put your hand around there, right? Maybe you're not clasping the hands together, but your intent is that, right? And if the intent is there, the action will come over time. Yes. You'll get to that level or expression of the pose. You can't be $1 million vlogger or whatever it is. You can't be like the top vlogger if you don't start with a vlog with zero. Everyone starts with zero followers.
Yes.
Everyone starts with zero. When we started the Yogi Show, guess how many listeners we had? Zero. And now we have hundreds of thousands, right? Yes. But that takes a lot of time, energy, practice, and then consistency and showing up and showing up and showing up. And that's why we wanted to come back to show up, right? Because we felt like we had an obligation. I felt like I'm only speaking for myself, but I felt like I had an obligation to our community that we created to continue on with the show when we're in a place where it's like, hey, there's actually time and space to have meaningful conversation and offer value, right? It's not time and space to come on and just like share random shit, which is also fun, which we'll do some of course.
Yeah.
But, but to be able to connect, because I'm always looking just to connect with folks, right? And when we make these authentic connections, that's where real relationship building happens, right? It doesn't come from just like phony, not being real. Like, we're just two real dads trying to figure it out, you know?
Yeah, trying to figure it out. And one of the reasons why I wanted to come back to the show and do it is the messages and the impact and the people that I've seen that they said, you know, I listened to your show and now I'm a yoga teacher. I listen to your show and now I quit my job and I'm living in this state, like living my dream. Or, you know, I went to a hypnotherapy certification and a guy walked in, shout out John. He walked in, he's like, oh my gosh, I'm here doing this hypnotherapy certification with David Snyder because I watched the Yogi Show episode of David Snyder and it turned me on to this and now I'm here. And then he saw me. And it was just like so crazy to see how the show is like impacting people. And I think I texted you shortly after and I was like, hey, we got to bring this back somehow.
Yeah.
We got to do it.
I remember you telling me that and that's crazy. And there's been a lot of messages like that. And if you have if this show has inspired you in some way to take action in your life, you know, as a yoga teacher, I know. And I would assume the same for Brian. It's like when we're impacting people's lives as a yoga, the students keep coming. You never really know what they're going through off the mat, right? You might have a little idea. They might be your friend. Even if they're like a really good friend, right? Or a student, right? You might know a little bit more, but you don't know everything, right? But when we hear these meaningful and impactful stories of, hey, this show touched me, in my heart, and I've made a decision to do X, Y, or Z, those messages go a really long, long way. And so we really appreciate those reach outs on Instagram or sending an email to us, because that keeps us going, right? Like, we're not here, like, we're not showing up here to do season two of the show to like get sponsors and get ads and make money and do all that stuff. Like, we're not, that's not why we came back to the show, right? We came back to the show to offer value, to offer ourselves up, to entertain, to elevate, and just to sustain, educate this beautiful community. And I think that that's a good message, Brian. What you said is like, that's what kind of keeps us going. I kept getting messages like that too, man, you know, and which is great, you know, which it's great to know.
Send me the screenshots and
it's great to know.
I'm like, wow, that's so freaking cool. And if you're listening, you better subscribe, you better hit that like button, you better share this with your friends. We're not doing this for sponsors, but we definitely want this to grow and we want you to share it and let us know and give us feedback. And if you got people that you want on the show, send us a message and let us know, like, hey, I want this person on the show, I want you to interview this person. But you can't, this is the thing, you can't nominate yourself. You can't be like, oh, You should have me on the show. Like, get the fuck out of here. No. Like, have your friend nominate you or something.
Right? I think that's really funny, man. And I I think that we have this idea to bring back some of the guests from season one to offer, you know, a little bit of insight on like what they've gone through in the last, you know, 16, 18 months and how that's evolved and changed since the beginning of pandemic to now. And here we are recording the end of September in 2021. And so, I mean, you could be listening to this 3 years from now. I don't know, but there was a pandemic back here in case you forgot. You know, and hopefully it's over by the time you listen to this episode in 3 years, but I'm
actually like recovering from COVID right now. Like, isn't it crazy? Like the whole time, and I'm finally like on the tail end of, but I got my vaccine. So I felt like that helped a little bit with the symptoms, but crazy.
Yeah. It's nuts, man. And now it's like, things have shifted, right? You've dealt with that. And like, this is it's an unfortunate time that we're in history. Like when I was talking to my daughter the other day, I said, you know, when they open up history books, if they still have books in like 20 years, like this part of this era of life is going to be like a history mark in the book, the pandemic, mm-hmm. you know, the coronavirus COVID-19 pandemic is going to be in there. And it's going to tell you about like how the world was and then what changed, what shifted, you know, and there's going to be a lot of different insights, takeaways, and I mean, there's all sorts of different opinions on it because everyone has an opinion, you know,
lasting effects. Like, we don't know how this is like affecting mental health. I mean, mental health is struggling right now. I mean, I'm still going through it, you know, but it's like, mental health and, you know, sending all the love out there to the people that were affected with COVID. If you had any loved ones that were lost by it, sending you all the love. And it is just an unfortunate situation, but you know, want to send that 100%. Out to you. Send that love out.
100%, man. Yeah. Sending that out, you know? And so, but like I was saying, you know, we want to have some of these guests back and just to share their stories and insights and how things have changed for them, you know? And I think that's important to know. It's like, what's changed for us, you know, since the beginning of this, you know, what's changed and evolved for us, you know? It's like when I remember, and I'll share a little bit and then, you know, when April came or March came, you know, all the kids come home, right? So now I'm the entrepreneur, but now all my kids are home. So it's like, I don't really have time to do my yoga entrepreneur things. Like it just, I'm now the yoga, make sure my kids get on the right Google Meet code for their class all day. You know, it's like you have to, like I was the homeschool teacher assistant, you know? Which and so like that fun. Happened. Oh my God, it was fucking horrible. And it was terrible, but I didn't have a choice. Like what other choice did I have? You know, my wife was working from home and now she actually works from home now, doing as a social worker, but she's doing it all virtual. And so that's her position is like full-time from home now. So she transitioned to only working from home, which is great. She enjoys it. She likes being here. And, but for a while, it's like, I didn't have any time to do anything else. Like I had to put all my energy and focus into my family for a while. And I think there's a lot of folks out there like that. And it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy. Like there was no time to, you know, there was no like off time, you know, it's because I was working on projects that I wanted to create or I was working on taking care of my kids. You know, there wasn't a break for when them go to school. So, I mean, that lasted for a while, you know, until they finally went back to school, like in the spring of whatever, 2021, they went back in the spring. And so, but from now,
that's a while though.
Yeah, it was a long time, you know, so it was like a whole year, basically, essentially, like entire like 12 months that they were here. And I was really,
how's
I took a lot of my
hair so dark still, like I wasn't not. Like,
it's not,
gray.
It's the lighting. No, if you look at the light, B, if you look in the light, it's horrible. My neighbor just gave me some crap about that yesterday. He said, wow, look at all those grays in there. Savage.
It's from all those kids at home, man.
The kids at home.
Dad,
you know?
Life.
But, seriously, but I know that I wasn't complaining. Like I couldn't complain. You know, during this pandemic time, I transitioned all of my teaching onto online yoga. So I created a sustainable online yoga community. And I still have it, you know, and I love teaching. I can teach from my house now. Like I don't travel. I only travel out to teach on Sundays, but the other days I just teach from my house on Zoom, you know, and like, I didn't know how to teach on Zoom. I had no idea what the shit, you know, what is this? And I remember I wrote an article for Elephant Journal, and it was like the third most viewed article of the month, for an article about what was it called? Something about hi from your new Zoom yoga teacher. Number one rule was we have no fucking clue what we're doing. We're figuring it out though. And it was right in the beginning of the pandemic, because it was true. Yeah. We're just trying to figure it out. And but you know, I've had a lot of opportunities during this time to go within, right? And figure out what is it really that I want to be doing? How do I want to show up as a yoga teacher, a leader? How do I want to show up? And for me, it was I want to show up as much as I can, right? I want to be with my students. I want to hold space, and whether it's virtually, and now I'm able to connect with people all over the globe and practice with them all over the globe. I started teaching on Insight Timer, which was really cool. I know you teach on Insight Timer. You have a bunch of meditations on there. And then I just took some time for trying something new, right? So 2021, I put on the calendar, my goal for the year 2020, I was I want to do an international distance triathlon. I have zero experience riding a road bike. I have zero experience swimming and very little running. And I was you know what? I remember some reason I'm feeling called, I want to be a triathlete. And so I just figured this shit out. Right. And I've done one little triathlon. I have my official, my 1 year goal one is in November. And, you know, I just trying new things. Right. And this has given me the opportunity just to explore different things and overcoming challenges, right? Because 2020 was challenging, 2021 challenging, right? So it's how do we embrace the challenge, right? Do we embrace it with white knuckles, grit, angry, or can we embrace the challenge with curiosity? Let me navigate the uncharted waters and just kind of see where this might lead to, knowing that, hey, if shit gets uncomfortable, let me just embrace a little bit of that discomfort and just see if I can swift through it with my breath, in yoga. And when I meet the edge, when I meet the resistance, if I can breathe into the resistance and I know I want to get through it, I soften in and I just carry on. If there's a whole lot of resistance and I can't get through it, maybe that's just an invitation. Okay, maybe not right now, maybe not right now. Mm-hmm. And when we talked about doing the show 6 months ago, I was still in the shit. I was I just can't right now. I told you, I was I'm trying to fucking do this other thing. And then I was you know what? No. When the time was right, you soften into the resistance. Oh yeah, this make the stars align and shit just makes sense. But when you're trying to force all this shit to happen, yeah, it doesn't work, y'all. That shit does not work. No, it doesn't work. So taking the time to get clear on your intentions, on why you're showing up to do something, why are you saying yes to whatever it is that you're saying yes to, right? And if you're coming from an authentic place and you know your why, David Snyder said, you can let go of the how you're going to get there. But if you know why you want to get there, you're going to get there. You're going to get there, but you just have to be patient with it, right? Go through the process. Sometimes it's not easy. A lot of times it's not easy. But if you just keep going, right, you're going to get there. And no fucking path is a straight line. Not that I've ever seen.
And you'll want to quit, maybe most likely. And you'll want to quit at some point.
I remember, you know how many times we wanted to quit the yogi show, everybody else? You know how many times we wanted to quit the yogi show?
Every episode, man.
I remember when Yogi Brian's headphones wouldn't work one time. He's like, I fucking hate the show and quit. He went for a walk outside 20 minutes later. He called me. He's like, okay, I'm good. Yeah. You know? And I have the same feelings about other times,
Exactly, man. But yeah, but your journey's inspiring, man.
Triathlete. Thank you.
What the fuck? Yeah. I heard that, man. And I'm like, dude, my heart was just beating a little strong.
Palpitating.
thinking about just being in the water and then riding a bike. That's too much, man. But awesome. Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun.
That you challenge yourself to do something other than yoga. Because I know back in the day, we were both so set on yoga, practice. Mm-hmm. It's all the yoga and moving outside of that. How was moving outside of yoga? How did that help your practice?
My practice suffered, bro. I'll be honest, man. There was parts of it where I felt like I was an imposter, right? Because I'm teaching yoga and I wasn't practicing yoga. I was practicing meditation. I was practicing mindfulness, but I wasn't practicing physical yoga asana. And so I felt kind of a fraud for a little while. you know, and I was like, I'm not actually doing yoga practice. Like I'm practicing, you know, when you teach and you practice along with them, but that shit is not the same. Every yoga teacher out there listening right now, if you think you're practicing yoga when you're teaching at the same time, that is a totally different experience than actually practicing your own practice or going to a class. Like it's a totally different experience. Like don't fool yourself that you're doing your yoga if you're practicing along at the same time as you're teaching. It's not the same. Cause I was fooling myself for a little bit, trying to say that that's what I was doing. That's not true. Just own it. I'm teaching yoga. Yeah. I'm stretching. I'm moving my body. I'm saying the messages, but I'm not receiving the download, right? I have to think about this. I'm not receiving it. You know, I'm not receiving it, right? I'm giving. So triathlon training was it took a lot of time, you know, to get to where I was able to like feel good about it. And so now I've reinvited myself into my practice, you know, many times, you know, throughout the year. And now I've just made a commitment, you know, like, hey, this is super important to me to have this consistent practice. And so it's, you know, I don't have to show up every day, you know, for an hour. I don't have to do that because that's crazy, you know. But if I say, just like Brian Kess, when we had him on the show and he was talking about just commit to 10 minutes. Remember you're talking about this? Commit to 20 minutes, 30 minutes, whatever it is, you know. And when you do that, you carve that time out and you say, hey, I'm doing this. That's it. I'm doing this. You know, I'm doing this. And, you know, I'm not looking to do like a vigorous vinyasa practice anymore. I used to, but now it's like I'm doing vigorous bike riding and running and shit. Mm-hmm. Like I just need to chill out and do gentle yoga and some deep stretching or whatever.
Yeah, a little frog pose for 25 minutes, right?
Nobody wants to do frog pose for 25 minutes, bro.
Seriously, man.
You know, it's like that meme you made, you know, like everything's opening back up except for my hips and frog pose, man. It's so funny. It's true.
I've been sitting in frog a little bit more lately, just opening up these hips and still.
You have?
I haven't been doing frogs. Okay. That'd be a picture.
No.
That'd probably be an OnlyFans section.
Is there an OnlyFans section of the Yogi Show podcast? Frogs. Brian and frogs.
Oh my gosh.
But I mean, that's kind of like, you know, that's what I've been up to, you know, and I'm, you know, just trying to continue to grow as a person, you know. And there was a long time where I thought like everything that I had to do, like everything that I was going to do in my business would be around yoga. I'd be like yoga and then Pedro blank, you know, but it doesn't have to be that, you know, like, that's where I'm at in this moment now. But like, I aspire to be, you know, like inspirational speaker, TEDx, that, you know, like, I don't know where it's going to be, how it's going to get there, but shit, like, I know why I want to get there. I don't know how, but that's okay. You know? And so just carrying on and just being, just trying to be the best person I can every single day. And it doesn't have to be so rigid in the ways that I'm going to do it. You know, I can navigate the uncharted waters with grace and ease because I know like why I want to do the things I want to do and why they're important to me. You know, when you know that, you don't need to worry about how you're going to get there. Just be consistent and keep going.
Boom. Yes.
Boom. Yes. So that's what's up, man. That's what's happening, man.
Coaching. Well, we got your school coming out. Like,
oh, yeah. Yeah, man. And so we birthed this like Next Level Yoga Academy recently. Like I've been thinking about it for a long time. I've actually tried to do it kind of twice. I tried to just put it out that like dabble, right? Nothing happened, you know, because you have to go all in. Like if you really want something, you have to be really committed to it.
All in.
Like when we did the Yogi Show, it takes full on commitment to say, like, hey, we want to have these conversations. This is what we're doing. This is where this can go. When I'm doing, you know, whatever it is that you want to do for your business, for your life, just go, you know, be 100% in. Don't put 2 feet in two boats and you're going to split your ass in the middle. Put 2 feet in one boat and then just go.
Exactly. You know? Focus.
You know? But yeah, this yoga academy is great. You know, it's like, I know that I want to help yoga teachers, new yoga teachers or ones that are already teaching for a while that are looking to build, you know, to gain confidence, tools, skills, mindset to like be a yoga entrepreneur. You know, it's not easy being a yoga, Brian, not easy, you know? And so if you're passionate about yoga and you want to like grow an online brand, if you want to create digital products, if you want to lead yoga retreats or workshops in person, virtually, all that stuff, like I've done all that stuff. And I know like what it takes to make it happen. We've created digital courses, you know, the chakra program that we created, 7 days empower yourself, a journey through the chakras. And we created the 21-day meditation challenge. And those things are, that stuff's not easy to, like the logistics of all that is challenging. And like figuring out, how do I even sell this thing? And how does it, like if somebody buys it, how do I get it to them? Like there's so many things to think about. And so anyway, we just, you know, like Summer and I just came together. Summer's my wife. I think everybody knows that, but if you don't know that, now you know. And she, you know, I wanted to do this with her. And so we're just kind of working on that now. You know, she's helped me so much with when we do our retreats, man. Without Summer, I'm dead. I got nothing.
You know, shout out to Summer. Like
shout out to this. She's the logistical queen. And like all the, you know, when you have, when you go to an experience, you don't really take into account to like notice like the napkins or to notice like the color aesthetic. To, like maybe you do. I don't take any of that shit into account. But people like all the little trinkets and all the little things that make the experience, man, like she's Olympic standard, the best. And so I'm so grateful for her, man, because my
that.
Vision is.
I love that. You know, yeah, when you said napkins, I'm like, I don't look at any of the little fucking details. Like I'm just trying to survive. When I'm going to like a public function, I'm just like, how do I not be as fucking awkward as I probably am going to be in front of this person? Like, how do I even say hi to them? Not looking at their napkins.
Hey, but now you're going on stage. Now you're going on stage.
Stage is
you're
cool,
getting
man.
Up in front of people.
Thanks. Yeah, doing a little stage stuff. But yeah, getting on stage and like maybe doing stand-up or whatever, like I'm good there. But like a one-on-one conversation with someone is the most awkward thing for me. They're like, who the fuck? This is Yogi Brian? Like, so fucking awkward. Yep, that's me. Introvert. Super awkward. Happens. But I can make you laugh in public. I can.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt, man. No doubt. You're great at it. And like everyone has a unique skill set. Everybody has a talent. Everybody has something that nobody else has. Like you have a gift. Everyone has a gift that's uniquely yours. And your mission, right? In my opinion, your mission is to like share that unique gift with the world. We've talked about this before. And you know, one of Brian's gifts is humor, right? But one of Brian's gifts is definitely lightening up the room, man. And you do it all the time. You do it all the time, thanks, you know? Man. I mean, when Brian asked Cute Blackson, who has more gratitude, an elephant or a giraffe on the Yogi Show? I almost crapped my pants. And this guy was like, Cute was like serious. Like was like, and then we went into like the end of our show. It was like funny, you know, the end of the show. I don't even know, what was it called? What did we call it? The lighten up round? Is that what we called it?
Yeah, it's a lighten up round at the end where we asked the most random questions. Like, and you had cut off because like
my mic cut off.
Yeah, your mic cut off. You were gone. Like you were out of the conversation. And like I rely on Pedro like to steer the conversation on the show. Like Pedro like is the guide. I'm the wild card because I'm all over the place. And Pedro's the guide. And I saw his audio cut out. And like I immediately like started to sweat. Like luckily I think I wore a black shirt at the time. Like I was sweating. I do this like when I get nervous, especially when I'm like on Zoom or whatever, it's just like sweat. And that happened and I'm like, oh my gosh, do I ask this? Like do I ask this most random question to Pete? It worked out.
I remember you like you told me, I was like, because I was like, my vision at that point, I was like, there's no way that we can ask Cute Blackson these random ass questions. Yeah, like there's
so
no
serious.
Way.
He's awesome.
And then he's so serious, right? And then my mic drops and then the show ends. The recording worked, except for I wasn't at the very end, which was fine. Everything else worked. And I said, Brian, did you ask him the questions? And you were like, yeah, I asked him a few. And then when I listened to the recording, I was like, holy shit. I can't believe you did it, man. But that, it was fun. Yeah. That's your gift, man. Just fun. Just having fun.
Just having fun. Just having fun. And like, I've done a lot of work on myself, especially like last year. And that's something like when you do a lot of work and like dig deep in yourself, like you got to figure out like what your talents are, like what do you bring to the world? And then just maximize on those. So anybody listening, like maybe you're not funny. Like maybe you're just fucking not funny at all. And you don't have to be funny, but like maybe you're a writer or maybe like you're good with children or something. Embrace that. Like, embrace that, go hard on it, and figure out like how I can use this talent to like help the world and like change the world. And then boom, like the universe is going to help you out. Like it really is. Like I tell people that I help out or that I coach out, that it's like, we all have unique gifts. Hone in on it. Maybe you're funny. Go try stand up, like go try improv, like get out there.
Yeah. And the other thing is like, if you have a unique gift and you're like, man, I don't know how, like, but how would I make any money doing whatever it is? Like, don't worry about that up front. Just like get some practice in and like sharing your gift. You'll figure out the money when you're in alignment with your path and you're doing something that you love and you're doing something that's serving others, right? And elevating others, the money will come. The money 100% is coming. You know, Brian has a good mantra that he shared with me a long time ago. I am magnetic to money and money is magnetic to me. I don't remember what affirmation that was from. You told me that one.
I listen to abundance
hypnosis stuff
every night. Oh. Every night, hypnosis, every single night still. And a lot of people, when they ask me, they're like, I need money or I need like more finances in my life. I'm like, okay, I got the secret for you, but most likely you're not going to fucking do it. Because I don't know, it's just very weird. And I learned it from Taz, like DJ Taz, in the first episode that we recorded with him, because I think we've recorded like 3 or 4 with him. He said subconscious reprogramming changed his life, like changed his entire life. He was listening to audio tapes at night over and over again, because your subconscious mind like controls all your reality. Your subconscious mind controls all your reality. So I'm like, okay, if it works for him, it can work for me. Cause I like to do that. I like to see like what's working for people and then use it in my life. And then it normally fucking works. Can you believe that? And I found abundance subconscious reprogramming and I listened to it. And within a week, like I made like some random money. Like I like overheard someone say something. And then I took that advice and did something with it and made money that way. And that's what's happened. Like opportunities came to me. Like my inbox was like flooded with like opportunities and like things to do or ideas just by listening to the subconscious reprogramming every fucking night. I still do. I still listen to it. And abundance is like my mindset now. Like it really is. Like abundance is my mindset. So like I'll link that up in the description.
Yeah, link that up, because like, I need to listen to it too.
It's life-changing. That's like my main practice. Like the biggest thing that I've done is subconscious reprogramming. It's like your subconscious mind is telling you affirmations no matter what. And the majority of those affirmations is you're not shit. Like you need to buy this product to lose weight. Like you need to like ginkgo biloba to fucking be faster, more alert. So you're being like bombarded by the media, social media too, like all these ads that telling you you're not shit, like you're not enough, and like there's scarcity and you need all this stuff. So it's like you gotta take action and reprogram your subconscious mind and put the good shit in there. Like, what do you want in your life? Maybe it's not abundance, or maybe it's not money. Maybe it's like, you know, you want to feel more gratitude. Throw that shit in your mind nonstop when you're sleeping. So yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love it.
Yeah. And I know that you, obviously you went through a shift when we started, from when we had the show and then we went on a break. Obviously, you know, things have changed for you. And you were talking about earlier, you did hypnosis training, throughout the, over the course of the pandemic. And so from where you were, what's like the biggest thing that you're focusing on now in your personal practice, or like something that you've evolved into, like, and changed since then till now?
Yeah. So, like right now I'm really focused on like masculine, feminine energy, like embracing my masculinity in a healthy way, a non-toxic way, but a healthy masculine energy. And I'll go back to, you know, when, once like the end of the first season, you know, I was in a really rough spot. Like my marriage wasn't going well. I was super depressed, you know, and Yogi Brian is a persona. Like I play Yogi Brian pretty well. Like, you know, what's on the screen, and that's my authentic self, but it's a brand. It's not 100% me, like, because 100% me, I don't even know 100% of who I am. It's like, we all really don't know to the depths of like who we are. Like Where is the mask? Where does the mask come off? And like, who am I? And like, why am I doing social media? Like, is it for validation? Is it for attention? And it very well was, and still is, like validation and attention. But at the time, towards the end of season one, I was just in a very miserable place, like in my relationship. Like, what did I want to do with my life type stuff? Like, the show was going well, but the show was just so much of my time and energy. And like, when we decided to like stop the show indefinitely, and then the pandemic was coming, like then I was stuck with my wife, like in quarantine for like that amount of time. And it's like, it could either make it super good or super bad. And it ended up not working out. And when it didn't work out, it was like one of my lows in my life, like almost like an all-time low, because, you know, this was my second marriage, And I was like, okay, after the first one, I was like, it's her, whatever. Like, I just took a L, whatever. And the second one, I was like, okay, this is me. Like, I'm making choices. Like, I need to change who I am. I need to figure out what is going on with me. So like, I got into counseling, like hardcore got into counseling. And I love counseling all throughout my life. Like, I've been in and out of counseling, in and out of help. Anybody listening to this, if you're struggling mentally, like, ask for fucking help. Like, seriously, I've seen too many friends like kill themselves because they didn't ask for help. So if you're out there, you're struggling, you're super depressed, you have anxiety or whatever it is, ask for help. Go see a therapist, psychiatrist, or whatever. So I did. I went and saw a therapist, and I was seeing him like consistently, like once a week, you know, just going through like the divorce. And like, I don't share this that much. I mean, like, if you look at my Yogi Brian page, like, you could think like things are great. Sure. I mean, I shared a little bit that I was struggling and going through some things, but yeah, I was like in the depths, like despair, like sadness, whatever, like angry, fucking very angry, you know, cause I'm like, this happened the second time. Like, what the fuck? So went and got some serious counseling, and I started to read like a lot of books. Like, I had a lot of time. Like, you know, I had a lot of time. So I read, I think the first book I read, like coming out of that like separation divorce, was The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle.
Eckhart Tolle. Yeah.
Yeah.
I read it. I read it after my divorce, bro. How fucked up is that? I read. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I read that shit after I got divorced in 2012. Anyway. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's up, just man. Like, that book is so good when you're dealing with like such pain, because like, being in the present moment is like the only place where you can be and deal with the, like with the pain. Like, there's no way around the pain is to just sit in it. And that's what I noticed. Like, well, and that's what I like, therapy and like reading books, you know, I read that, and then I was reading some other books, and, I signed up for David Snyder hypnotherapy, like a training online. I signed up for his online training, and I started doing that. And I realized, like, once I was doing the hypnotherapy training, like, it was helping myself out, because I really wanted to be like, I really wanted to help other people and like narrow down on my meditations, because like, I love being a meditation guide. I love meditation. And all through this, I was meditating, like even before like I separated and got divorced, like I was meditating every single morning, every single day. And it just helped me see the truth. Like, meditation helped me see the truth. It didn't really help with like depression or anxiety or like, you know, the relationship, but it helped me see the truth on what is in front of me and what I need to do, like what actions I need to take. So it really helped me with the truth. And during this like sad time, like, meditation helped me out. So I wanted to I wanted to share that, you know. So I told myself, okay, like, I'm here. I need something to do. Like, I'm reading all this stuff. I'm like, I'm learning all this stuff about myself. I'm meditating myself. Like, I'm going to do a consistent meditation podcast, because that's what I love to share. Like, I know meditation. Like, I had been meditating for like a year or two before this. I'm like, I'm going to make Relax with Yogi Brian, and I'm going to do it every single day. every single day.
There he goes.
In the morning.
Yeah,
every
he did it.
Day one. I was like, I'm going to do one meditation in the morning. And I did, like, so I was struggling. I was meditating. I was reading my, reading books and just getting like, so like working on myself so much. Mm-hmm. But I would record a meditation every morning. And I did every morning, recorded it, figured it out. Like I'd do my morning practice where I'd take a walk, morning pages, meditate. And then during my own meditation, I would get a inspiration from the universe. I'm like, oh, this is the meditation you'll record. And then I recorded it. And I kept doing that consistently. And
so
then
I would figure out
how to, like, edit better, or I would listen to my meditations. And as I was putting them on my podcast, I was putting it on Spotify, like not thinking anything, like no one's going to listen to these. Like I promoted it on, my Instagram, and some people would listen through there, but I didn't think anything of it. And I like kept putting the meditations on like more platforms like Amazon, Audible and Music and whatnot. And then I would put my meditations that I would record on Insight Timer also. So I would put on Insight Timer, and Insight Timer, the listeners on Insight Timer will give you the most honest fucking feedback.
Raw and real. Raw and real, man.
Real. And it would hurt my feelings, like, in a good way. Like, I would go on there.
I got it too. Don't worry, bro. Yeah,
I would go on there and they'd be like, dude, I can't even hear you. Your sound is too low. Background music is so distracting. Too much talking. He talked too much during the whole thing, like couldn't meditate. Or they'd be like, what's up with this voice? Like just the most raw, honest feedback where I would like read it. Yeah. I'd get very sad for a little bit and then be like, okay, like this is what I'm gonna do on the next meditation. Like, I'm gonna shut the fuck up a little bit more. Like, I'm gonna give more silence, more silence, mm-hmm. and do this.
Or bass,
I'm gonna figure out how to like lower the background music so it's not so jarring. Things like that. And then like when I was going through my hypnotherapy, the online hypnotherapy class, like I was using just a little of the pauses and some like hypnotic language. And then I was starting to feel better, like just taking the action and doing something, having a different goal. Because, when you're going through a breakup, like you have to work on yourself, like you have to focus on fucking you. Like that's everything that I was listening to in terms of getting over a breakup. Anything that my therapist was saying is like, you're number one. Like, what are you doing for yourself? Like, what are you working on yourself and doing? Like, you can't be thinking about like anybody else right now, or like a breakup that she's not coming back. Like, you have to do this, which was, it was mutual. It was a mutual thing. But, I was just in that zone, and that meditation podcast, like, ended up like just snowballing. I got an email from an Anchor rep saying like, hey, can you bring this over from Libsyn? I was hosting the meditations on Libsyn. Can you bring it over to Anchor? And we have a call with you. And she was on Spotify, and I was like, holy shit. Like, sure. Like I thought it was someone's spam at first. Yeah. Right. I thought it was like spam. Right. I'm like, who the fuck? Fishing. No one wants this. Yeah. Like, you want my credit card information? Like, I'm going to have a identity theft. But yeah, she had reached out to me. I brought it over to Anchor, and then it just blew up. And
yeah,
totally 100,000 downloads. And then within a year, 500,000 downloads. It's at almost 700,000 downloads now. And really, it was so all cool. Crazy. I'm so like honored, and I can't even believe that happened. And the crazy thing is too, like during like my most darkest time, I was like listening to things about goal setting, a Brian Tracy goal setting, like writing your goals. And he's like, okay, like write down all your goals, like write down, like just write down whatever you want to accomplish. And then out of those, like, what are your most like three important that would like change your life, And then you like circle them, and then you get to a point where like, there's like three ultimate yearly goals that you wanted. Mm-hmm. And I wrote down that I wanted Relax with Yogi Brian podcast to have 100,000 downloads a year from August 9th. Right. And
okay.
August 9th came and it was 500,000 downloads.
That's crazy.
It was nuts.
That's so crazy.
It was nuts. And thank you everybody out there, like listening to the podcast, supporting that, because it really like transformed my life in terms of like my mental state at that time. Like it brought me out of the darkness to like share my own practice with the world. You know? So like it helped me get out of a situation mentally, you know, to put content out there and to help. And then like seeing it come back around, seeing like people like going through, like struggling because, you know, struggling and then listening to the podcast is just like, it's a full circle. So,
yeah.
So
just sharing. And that could.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, it's just like this past year has been, I've really been working on myself. And So I did like a few more online trainings with David Snyder. I love David Snyder. He's like really helped me out. And then I went to Las Vegas in January of this year, 2021. And I actually did a hypnotherapy certification boot camp in person. And so I really just went there to just get the certification because I want to be a hypnotherapist. Like I am a hypnotherapist now. I want to help people. And I do it like in terms of my coaching, energy healing. But I went there to just get the certification, and that training, because it's all hands on. I had to hypnotize over 100 times, like people over 100 times. But then I also was hypnotized in terms of hypnotherapy by people over 100 times. So during a five day course, I had over 100 hypnotherapy sessions done on me, and that like transformed me so much. It like helped so much my trauma, helped so much of like my mental state that I like highly recommend it. Like if anybody like needs therapy, like do hypnotherapy, because you like go deep down inside your subconscious mind and you get to those things you don't even know that are bothering you. Dang. And then I did 2 other certifications like this year. 2 other certifications where I went to Vegas, paid the money, spent the money, and did that.
Yep.
And I just want to tell everybody out there, like, and David Snyder told me this, my teacher, he's like, if you invest in yourself, like you really invest in your future. If you invest in yourself and it's an uncomfortable investment, like it can't be like a $20, yeah. Like even some courses I did are like $500. Like, I haven't even done them because they're like online and I'm just like not even like invested. But like when I went to these therapy or hypnotherapy trainings, they're like $2,000. And then I have to like travel there and go.
And you got to travel.
Yeah. So this is like a big investment. That investment has came back to me in terms of like mental clarity and finances way more than I paid. So if anybody's out there, like, you know, on the fence of should I like spend this much money to do this training, to do this yoga teacher training, or do whatever training you want to do, fucking do it. Like, get uncomfortable. Maybe you're going to be in debt a little bit, but you're going to get that money back. Like I've got all the money back that I put into my training. When you invest in yourself, you invest in your future, and no one can ever take that away from you. Like, no one can ever take the certifications or the trainings away from you, and you're just working on your fucking self. So boom.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, I love that. Investing in yourself. You're going to, if you invest in yourself, you're going to, I'm never going to let myself fail. I'm not going to let myself fail. Like, you know, like something just changed in my life yesterday where it's like income change, right? So money that, you know, you're used to coming in is no longer going to come in, right? It's like, oh, well, that's gone. Well, I'll just like, it opens up a doorway for something else to funnel in. You know what I mean? It just, that's how this works, you know? And when you invest the time into yourself and invest the time into things that are going to help you, right? You're going to win. You know what I mean? You're going to win.
Yes.
So, and those uncomfortable investments, when I went to that Bikram yoga teacher training, it was 11 G's, 11,000 you had to pay. Plus you weren't working for 9 weeks. Plus you had to pay for all your food. Plus you had to pay for all your travel. It was like 20 grand. Whoa. Oh shit. You know, like, oh shit, you know, and then you put it in. And then once you're in, it's like, okay, like I'm here. And then you're all in, like you're all in, you know,
you're all in,
man. That's how it goes back to what we talked about earlier.
Yeah. Like the yoga teacher training that I, the money that I spent on was the best money I spent, yoga yep. teacher training, because then I became a teacher and just it helped my own practice. And like any of these other certifications that I did, so valuable, you know? So if yeah. you're out there and you're like struggling, and if you're at a point in your life where you're like, you're in despair, sadness, don't know what to do, invest in yourself, go take a course, like get a certification. It'll get you started to maybe just focus on that, you know, focus yeah. on that, do something, just fucking yeah. take action.
Yeah, do something, you know, take it, you know, go do, you know, do some yoga, you know, do some yoga, yeah. Take a class, you know. And before, I remember I was taking a seminar from Benjamin Sears, and he was saying like, you know, if you have a big decision to make, or you're going through a hard time, and you got to make a big decision, he's like, take some time to sit with yourself and the uncomfortableness that might be, the discomfort, and, you know, do something for yourself to get yourself into alignment before taking action yes. and making that decision. You know, yoga is a great example, but maybe it's something else for you, right? That you want to do first. And when you get yourself into alignment, right, that's where the clarity comes in, right? When we make these rash decisions, when we're all tense, angry, uncertain, you know, doubt, demons, and fear, when we make decisions from there, no bueno, right? So sometimes if you can, right, and you can be aware of it, once you know, like, hold on, I'm making a decision out of fear or lack, let me just come back to myself and make a decision of like why I want to do something, and notice how it sits with you and say, okay, this is the right decision for me in this moment. Then you go, then you act on that. Way better outcome than the other one.
Yeah.
You know, way better outcome.
Yeah. It's true. David G always says that too. It's in the Bhagavad Gita. He always quotes it. I don't know what the quote is, but he says, you know, you got to get still first. That's why you like meditate first thing in the morning, or meditate when you mm-hmm. get out of work or whatever. You get still first and then you take action. So get yeah. still, yoga practice, meditation, go for a walk, get still. And then, okay, like, what do I got to do next in my life? Like to get where I need to get, or to accomplish whatever I need to accomplish. Cause we're all trying to just like solve problems. You know, that's what,
yeah,
that one book, The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck, is like one of my favorite books. Yeah. I read that one too, or I listened to the audio, like when I was going through like my rough time. And it's true. It's like, dude, we just need to, our brains just need to solve problems, set goals. And like, we got to have that why, you know, coming yeah. back to that why. It's like, why the fuck are we here? You know, and I did a lot of soul yeah. searching on that. Like, who the fuck am I? Like, what am I trying to do here? Like on my social media, or like, you know, like what am I trying to do? And then that's when I came down to like, I want to help the world release 1 billion fucks. Like I really yeah. do, you know, because Satguru even said that like his goal is something where it's like, he can't even attain it in a lifetime because it's so big, like what he wants to do. And it's like, okay, yeah. like I'm definitely not Satguru, but I want to help the world release 1 billion fucks somehow, whether it's comedy, whether it's yoga, whether it's meditation. It's like, you know, let's release yeah. some fucks, ladies and gentlemen. Let's relax a little bit.
Yeah. Yep. And you know your mission, you know your purpose, you know your why, right? You're getting into more and more alignment, just like everyone, just like I am, you know, and just like hopefully the listeners out there, right? All of our wonderful community out there that we love so much. You know, it's just yes. like, this is the invitation to come back to alignment, to come back to yourself. You know, we've come back to the show to be with you and to share space and to create wonderful episodes that that are hopefully, you know, inspiring, and that will hopefully give you some value. And, you know, we're not doing this just to hear ourselves talk, right? We're holding the show to help inspire, educate, elevate, and entertain y'all. And because this is something that we just like to do, right? And it feels right. It feels good. And when we act from that place of like, hey, this is right, this is the right time for this, then things just work out, you know, things work out. We're not right. We're not swimming down, you know, we're not swimming upstream here. Like we're swimming downstream. We're yeah. with the current, you know,
yeah.
we're with the current. Exactly. I'm swimming like I'm in the triathlon. Like I'm swimming like I'm in the triathlon.
Yeah, we gotta watch it on the YouTube. We gotta watch it on the
yeah,
YouTube.
Man.
Really, this show is about like just helping you. Like we want to share like our struggles.
Yeah.
And how to overcome, how we overcome. I mean, we have pretty decent social media followings. We make some mm-hmm. decent content out there. And then, yeah. But it's really like, I love chatting with you outside the show, is because, you know, like we're putting ourselves out there and we're doing stuff and we're failing sometimes miserably.
Dude,
like failing fucking taking L's, like, damn, like, am I going to recover from this L, you know? And that's the thing about like when people ask me for advice, it's like, you're going to take L's.
Oh yeah.
You're going to fuck up and like look awkward sometimes. And like, you just got to keep grinding, take that feedback.
Yeah.
And keep grinding.
Yeah. Yeah. And just never giving up. Like, we have a mantra in our house. Like, I never quit. I never fucking quit. Like, my kids will say, I'm like, Hey, I'm like, he's like, you know, my son, Michael, he's trying to do something. And I'm like, just give it a break, man. Just give it like, come back to it. He's like, no, I never quit. Oh shit. All right. Like, hey, I can't, what am I going to say to that? Like, you know, I can't say anything to that, you know? So, but yeah, it's like, I never quit, man. Sometimes when it gets hard, you know, stay hard when it gets hard, you know. That's it, man.
Yeah.
Because this, and sometimes exactly. It's tough. Sometimes
keep going.
Times are tough.
And keep it's all going. Feedback. Like, everything's feedback. Everything is feedback that I've learned. It's like, you know, and we'll get into it. Our next episode is about consistency, just consistency of what you're looking to do, your practice, your whatnot. But it's like, even your starting life. a Zoom class, and we'll touch on it more on the next episode, but starting a Zoom class, like, you helped me. Like, with my online presence, because I wanted to fucking quit my first week of doing Zoom. I remember you were doing Zoom. You're like, oh my gosh, like, you know, I had this many people in my class. Like, it's just Zoom, dude. Or like, this is what you need to do. I'm like, cool. And I tried it out and no one showed up to my class the whole fucking week. I was so like depressed and sad. I even told Pedro, like, dude, I can't do this. Like, I can't do Zoom classes. And you're like, dude, this is what you have to do. Like, you have to do this, this, and this. And then I realized, like, I was in the wrong meeting the whole time. Everybody was going to a different meeting ID, and that's why no one came to my class. And then the first class that I actually was in the right meeting ID, like 70 people showed up.
There's so, like 70 people in there, man.
But it's like stuff good. Like that.
Learning, like, feedback, learning, all learning and feedback.
Technology.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, what last words of advice you got on this episode?
Last words of advice, you know, as we call this episode, the journey continues, is just to continue on your journey and allow for yourself to be where you are. Don't worry about where you used to be, where you want to be, where you think you might be, where you think you should be, but just be where you are and then carry on from there. Because all the other stuff is really irrelevant at this point, right? That shit doesn't matter, you know, right? What matters is right now, where you're at now. And then you know where you want to get there. And just remember, why are you doing the things that you're doing? You know, why are you doing the things that you're doing? And because, you know, when you're acting from the place of why, that everything is going to work itself out. Sounds cliche. Yes. Sounds cliche. But I'm telling you, it is true. I'm telling you. So those are my last words of advice for this wonderful episode.
I love it. I love it.
So
subscribe, everybody. Go tell your friends. Seriously, tell your friends. Tell your grandma. Well,
yes.
Maybe not your grandma.
No.
Karen. We love Karens, like Carls. We love Karens and Carls. Sometimes they just don't love us. Sometimes they just don't love us. But if you are a Karen and Carl and they're cool and listening, we love you. We love you. And subscribe, tell all your friends, send it to all your friends. It just would help support the show. Algorithms are a thing. So yes, but
yeah,
we should end the show with some polls or some funny, you know, questions. So Pedro,
here we go.
Who do you think reaches enlightenment first? A gorilla or a dolphin?
A dolphin, because I live in Miami.
Oh snap.
I'm going with the dolphin. I'm dolphin, and the dolphin's in the ocean, and the ocean is connected to me, so I'm going with dolphin.
Boom, dolphin. Yeah, you're always teaching that beach yoga class. Give me one
beach yoga. Okay. Oh shit, man, I'm on the spot, y'all. This is not in the part of the script. Well, we didn't actually have any script. Okay, Brian, who, oh shit, okay, so if shit, you got me on the spot, bro. Okay,
who makes it? You're creative.
Who makes a better yoga teacher? Astronaut or the president?